We've got a lot to do in these next 10 minutes, so let's hop to it. Hashtag, we live in a hashtag world. You see other people in businesses tossing around hashtags, things like hashtag, don't try this at home. And in your mind, it makes as much sense as juggling chainsaws. It's like the girl who wore a shirt to church one Sunday, true story, and it had Chinese writing down one side of it. That's the way Chinese write. And I think it actually goes, reads the, I don't know, it's Chinese. But I went up to her with a face of terrifying unbelief, and with a tone of shock, I asked her, "Do you know what that says? Wearing that shirt to church? Do you know what that says?" With eyes as big as saucers, she said with a reaction as terrifying and as shocked as my question, "No! What?" "Well, I don't know. It's in Chinese." Could have said Merry Christmas for all I know. But that's how it feels sometimes when we talk about hashtags and you have no idea what it means. So what is a hashtag? Or everything you've ever wanted to know about hashtags but were afraid to ask your teenagers. A hashtag is the pound key. A hashtag is the sharp note in musical notations. Beethoven was using hashtags before it was cool. Hashtag is a tic-tac-toe board. A hashtag is this. Why use a hashtag? Well, when it comes to social media, the hashtag is used to draw attention or to organize and to promote. Hashtags got their start in Twitter as a way of making it easier for people to find and follow and contribute to a specific conversation. Hashtags help you to get found by your target audience, and that translates into more followers. In fact, right after using hashtag Pastor David on my Twitter account, 3 of my 4 followers found me. So by using the hashtag, you increase the chances of being found. We want Jesus to be found. So we've chosen for this series, hashtag Jesus. The late Billy Graham said, hashtag Jesus belongs to the world. We begin this new series with the message, hashtag Crossroads. We all find ourselves at crossroads. Every day we face crossroads. We call them choices. Some crossroads are not too important in the scheme of things. What do you want for dinner? What movie do you want to rent from Redbox tonight? While others make all the difference in the world. They are crossroads that mean life-changing choices. Turn with me to Mark chapter 8. And we'll begin way down in the chapter at verse 34 in a moment. As chapter 8 begins in the Gospel of Mark, large crowds are following Jesus. Just a couple of chapters before, we saw Jesus feeding a crowd of 5,000 men plus women and children. In this chapter, He's feeding 4,000 men plus women and children. The feeding of the 5,000 was more Jewish in its nature. It happened near Pentecost. It had a veiled reference to the 23rd Psalm. And there are 12 baskets left over. Perhaps to say, Jesus, the bread of life, is sufficient to satisfy the 12 tribes of Israel if they would only accept Him and truly follow Him. The feeding of the 4,000 was more for the Gentiles. The 7 baskets left over showing His divine ability to meet the needs of the world. And then Jesus continues His teachings and He continues His healings. Peter makes that good confession that You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then Jesus tries again to tell them of His coming suffering and His death. And then Jesus tells the crowd, "You all are at a crossroads." Pick up with me at verse 34. "Then He called the crowd to Him along with His disciples and said," now this is to everybody, "whoever wants to be My disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow Me. And whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for Me and the gospel will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? If anyone is ashamed of Me and My words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when He comes in His Father's glory with the holy angels." Hashtag crossroad. You want to be His disciple? You want to follow Jesus? True discipleship is about more than being fed, about more than healings, about more than Jesus making everything all better. Want to be His disciple? Want to follow Him? He says, first, you must. It's not optional. He wouldn't like for you to. You must deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow Me. Hashtag crossroad. Now, do you want to follow Me or not? Hashtag follow Jesus. Want to save your life? Try to save it on your own, you'll lose it. But lose your life for Jesus and the gospel and you'll save it. Hashtag crossroad. Do you want to lose your life or save it? Hashtag save your life. You want the good life? The things this world has to offer? It's gold, it's silver, it's power and fame, streets and buildings named after you, awards from your peers, industry and community, monuments raised to your success. Hey, go for it. You're at a crossroad, and that is one of your choices. But be careful, because in your quest to gain the world, you could forfeit your soul. What in this world is that important to you? You cannot serve two masters, Jesus said. Crossroads, do you want all the world or do you want to save your soul? Hashtag world. Hashtag soul. Want to follow Jesus? Well, will you stand up for Him unashamedly? At work, at school, in public, in private, and when you're the only one who will? If you are ashamed of Him in this adulterous and sinful generation, He will be ashamed of you when He comes in His glory with the holy angels. Crossroad. Are you going to stand proud and loud? Are you going to be sold out for Jesus or for sale? Cheap to a thankless crowd, much like an old violin. Hashtag crossroads. Perhaps you will remember this scene from The Matrix. Watch.
Know what it is. The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room, you can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. What truth? That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison before your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Second Corinthians 4:4 says, "The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." That's the devil's doing. That's what he does. And he is oh so good at it. John 12, beginning at verse 37, says, "Even after Jesus had performed so many signs in their presence, they still would not believe him." This was to fulfill the word of Isaiah the prophet, "Lord, who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" For this reason, they could not believe. Because, as Isaiah says elsewhere, "He has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, so they could neither see with their eyes nor understand with their hearts, nor turn, and I would heal them." A world pulled over your eyes, a prison for your mind, slaves. Slaves to something you cannot smell or taste or touch, a slave to sin. So here we are, and another hashtag crossroads. Reject Jesus, and the story ends. You wake up in your bed and you believe whatever you want to believe. You pursue whatever you want to pursue. You will feel good in this world of lies and deceit that has been pulled over your eyes. But accept Jesus, and you'll find how abundant life can really be. Not easy, abundant. Freedom from your slavery. Freedom from your slavery to sin. Forgiveness from your wrong turns along the way, past, present, and future. A new Spirit-led life in Christ now, and life everlasting in eternity. All we're offering is the truth. John 14:6 says, "Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto the Father but through Him." Hashtag crossroads. That's where you are today. Hear this challenge from Joshua of old. Choose this day whom you will serve. Will you take the blue pill and reject Jesus? Wake up in your bed and go on believing whatever you want to believe? Or will you take the pill stained with the red blood of Christ? Accept Jesus and find new life in Him. Life everlasting. Hashtag crossroads. choose wisely. Father God, You make it very simple. It's not complicated at all. You don't have to get theological or doctrinal or be a great biblical scholar. You just say, "Here I am, I love You. I love You so much, I will give My Son to die on the cross for Your sins. I'm going to do that because I love You. And because I love You, I'm going to give You a choice. You can accept that. Doesn't matter if you understand it, because I know there are many who come to that hashtag cross and they just don't get it. I don't deserve someone else to die for me. I don't deserve Your love after what I've done to You. But You've given us the right to choose also to accept what You've done. Understand it or not, just be grateful, be thankful, and realize just how full of praise our lives can be for someone who loves us that much. And then it will amaze us as You give us that great gift of Your Holy Spirit to guide us into a life that will help us to love others just like that. To love and to be loved, two most important things in a person's emotional life. You offer them both at Calvary. Our response? Well, repent of our sins. Acknowledge it. I am a sinner. We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But turn away from it. Even the woman caught in adultery, You said, "I don't condemn you, but go and sin no more." That's repentance, turning and going in the other direction. And that repentance would lead us in obedience. Obedience in Christian baptism to wash away the sin and to allow You to have a pure heart to give us Your Spirit to dwell in and Your Spirit to guide us in this life and prepare us for that life eternal. But here we are again, Sunday morning, into the sermon, into the service, crossroads. Do I accept it? Do I reject it? If I have accepted it, perhaps I need to do a little recommitment to it. But whatever our decisions are, Father, move us today so we can choose this day whom we will serve. In Jesus' name, amen.